Welcome to the State of Energy from the Western Propane Trade Show and Convention in Palm Springs, or as we like to call it, Tom Springs. Western Propane Gas Association has done another wonderful job out here in Palm Springs, and we are presented by Mopeka, Tom Clark.
Mopeka.
Mopeka is the global leader in sonar tank monitoring solutions. Got a lot of cool items, some stuff they shared with us from Mopeka. And you should Google Mopeka, M-O-P-E-K-A, and see what they can do for you, your business, your life, and actually your wallet. Their stuff's actually very affordable, too.
A propane tank monitor for your barbecuer.
Yep.
Have you ever been barbecuing and you ran out of propane?
Yeah, there's that horrible sound where the flames just start going... Oh, no!
You know what's even worse than that is if you're in the propane industry and you
run out of propane.
You got all your friends over and you're cooking up some steaks and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I ran out of propane.
Yes. Yes, that's going to be very embarrassing.
It is. And this will never happen.
That's like being a makeup artist and running out of Maybelline.
If you have the Mopeka sonar monitor for your tank, even on your like 5-gallon bottle,
yeah,
you're gonna know how much gas is in your propane tank before you even buy the steak,
because you can on your phone
yeah,
it's gonna your phone's gonna tell you, hey, you got a party coming up.
You're gonna have it on your phone, you're gonna pull out your app, you'll be like, oh, should we get some propane while we're out, because we might need to get some propane at the same time we buy these steaks.
Yes, you can quickly quickly and easily attach and detach via the super magnets and base of your tank. Yeah, so basically there's magnets on this. You just slap it on your tank, and it lets you know exactly how much propane you have.
And these guys are here, and they gave us a free sensor for us to try out.
We got the Mopeka Pro Check. So do yourself a favor. This is very cool and actually very, very important if you utilize propane. Mopeka Pro Check. Just go to Google and M-O-P-E-K-A. Mopeka.
When I go home, I'm putting this on my tank immediately.
I might actually put it on the plane I'm flying in. See what happens with that. Did we mention that you're Tom Clark, executive director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association? You know, he's a very important man. You are. My name is Rand DeWitt, in case anybody cares. But Tom Clark, he's the man that actually put a propane cooling system on the debt ceiling.
Oh, wow.
He's important. And there's a lot of stuff going on out here. What's the coolest thing you've seen here at the Western Propane Trade Show and Convention?
I think so far one of the best things I ran into was technology driven, right? Like, so this Mopeka thing's cool. It's cool.
Cool.
There's also this Presto Link from Rego, and this is for the propane professional guy, right? This is the guy that's out. He's out doing an installation of a gas line, and he needs to do a pressure test or a leak check to make sure that, one, this gas line was installed properly and the consumer is going to be safe. There's not going to be any leaks. He's not going to have any problems. The old way of doing this would be all manual. You would have to hook up a pressure gauge, and you got your notebook out, and you're taking notes on it, and a stopwatch, and you're keeping track of how many minutes went by, and you're looking to see if there's any drop of pressure when you're doing your leak check. This new
sounds little, good for underwear.
Leak check, gas check.
Yes, folks, that's how we roll here in Tom Springs. Sorry, go ahead.
This new device is a Bluetooth pressure gauge, pressure transducer, little system that hooks up to your phone. So you show up to a customer's house and you need to check for a leak. You hook this little device into the Presto tap. It might be on the gas line at your tank. It might be at the gas line at the second stage regulator at the house, and you're going to go inside and you're going to do all your gas check stuff, and this information is now on your phone, and you can see exactly how much pressure it has, and you can do all the paperwork, all the documentation, because documentation is important. If you didn't document it, it never happened.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you got to report your gallons. You do your gallon reports. That's very important.
We've been talking a lot about that, too.
A lot of insider trading going on here.
If you didn't document it, then it never happened. Right. And you need to document it, and it's so easy to do the documentation now on an app or on an iPad or on your phone. This new device knows exactly, it's got a geolocation, so it knows where you're at. It knows what the pressure was. You just have to put in the customer information, a little bit of information about the house that you're testing and the regulator that you're testing, and then it saves it all for you. And then this is going to be a time saver, a documentation saver, because let's face it, the last thing you want to do is a bunch of paperwork when you're out trying to take care of a customer.
Yeah.
And this is a paperwork eliminator.
Yeah. Appliance save the check, trees. Paperwork.
Save
yeah,
the save trees.
You know what? The propane industry continues to help the environment. And, you know, and there's a lot of conversation. I mean, we've met a lot of people from all over the place, very cool people. That's the thing about the propane industry, and I know I've said that before.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just everybody is very cool. Like, you know, people just walk up.
Like Chad.
And, like Chad.
Fist bump.
Chad, you want to join us? Sit down. You're on mic number four. We're talking about energy security and cool people in the propane industry, because everybody I meet in the propane industry, it's just fun.
It's all good. Cool people.
Yeah, come on, get on that microphone.
Gotta get up on that mic.
Get on
mic.
That mic.
Get
just
up like, on
like,
that
like,
mic.
Like right, like you're talking down a straw.
There you go.
I don't move my hands.
You can put those headphones on if you want.
Speak with your hands. There you go.
Yeah, this is live podcasting
right here. Live podcasting. So you gotta talk into
we have to introduce Chad.
All right.
Chad.
So this is Chad Pendle from Legacy Energy Consulting. He's actually been a sponsor in the past. He sponsored one of our shows back maybe a year ago or so. But what Chad does is he helps people get connected. If you're selling your propane business or you want to buy a propane business, Chad's the man.
Chad's the kingmaker.
Chad's the guy that's got the connections. He's got businesses for sale. He's got... He can hook you up if you want to sell your business or if you want to go buy one. So, Chad, what do you got on the market right now?
So last time I was on here, you said it best last year, which is if you're going to go bear hunting, do you hire a bear hunting guide or something like that? And you call me the best bear hunting guide. So
that's right. That's right.
You hire somebody that does nails.
That's what we said. It was like, if I'm going to go out in the wild and I'm going to go bear hunting, I'm going to get myself a bear hunting guide.
Yep.
Because I don't know how to bear hunt.
I'm not bringing a cosmetologist.
Like, I know what I want. I know what I want, but I don't know how to get it. And I certainly don't want to get killed in the process of getting it.
Yeah.
So you gotta hire a professional.
Yep. And that's what we do. Yeah, so...
Give us a success story.
Answer your question. Well, so actually, today's a big day. We just had a deal in the state of Washington close this morning. Transfer of funds and officially closed this morning.
Drinks on Chad. That's nice.
So we've got, I think right now, nine companies in the market, nine deals with, I think, two or three more coming. It's a good time to sell your business.
You're the escrow of propane.
We are.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. Tyler and I, it's just two of us, my son, and we are, I think, doing more deals than anybody, and everybody's happy.
And these aren't just people exiting the propane market because they think they need to get out.
No.
These are guys that have been in business for a long time or somebody that's looking to buy and expand. So there's multiple reasons why somebody's getting in or getting out.
Yeah, folks aren't, I mean, you know, obviously the business is getting harder and harder every day to operate, but people are not getting out for those reasons. They're getting out because they're in their 50s, 60s. They have no succession plan in place. There's no kids that want to take the business over, and it's just time to get out.
So time to retire.
So it's not panic selling or you know, being forced out because of regulations. It's just time.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't think we have one deal in the market right now where it's somebody's just like, I'm done with this. It's just, you know, I'm tired of the regulations. We don't have any of those. It's just everybody's aging out, basically, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's nice.
What's the coolest thing you've seen here at the event so far?
The bobtail with the tracks.
The Intermountain truck.
Yeah, baby, that's
big
cool.
Big baller. How you can deliver propane to Mount Everest.
Yep, and they had that in Nashville, or there was one of those in Nashville also. I don't know if it was theirs.
Same one? Yeah.
That was a huge hit in Nashville, too. That's the coolest thing ever. I was talking to Todd Hutt yesterday, and we were last night by the bar, and his wife looked over, she's like, what is that? And they, like, their attention span left, and they were gone. Like, left me standing at the bar to go look at it.
That thing is literally, it's like on tracks. You could go anywhere
Yeah, Mount Everest. You can get up Mount Everest.
You can go in the snow, the mud, the sand.
Yep.
I think they said that you can even drive it down the highway at like 45 miles an hour with those tracks.
Well, our company, we just closed, because the one we just sold today in Washington, they have two of those.
Oh, really?
Similar. Yep. Just for the mountain regions. Yep.
Do they look that good?
No, they're older.
Okay.
They're older and retroed. They're not like that.
We're going to put that on Instagram, by the way, at the State of Energy, so you can see what we're talking
about.
There
you go.
Yep.
Yo.
Yep.
Post it on our Instagram page.
Done.
So are you guys just alive all day, or is this a short-term thing?
We're recording the Best of Reno, which is our number one.
We're doing the Best of Reno in Palm Springs.
Did I say that?
You did.
Oh. Yep.
But now we're calling it, and by the way, we're calling it Tom Springs.
Okay.
Tom
Springs. Okay. Last year, when we did the Best of Reno, it was our number one listened to podcast.
Really?
So people, this will be the Best of PSP.
The Best of Tom Springs.
Chad,
how can people get a hold of you? A lot of people might be interested in everything we've been talking about with you.
Yep.
What's the easiest way?
LegacyEnergyConsulting.com.
Okay.
Is our website. And then, our phone number's on there, emails, contact information, everything. Yep. LegacyEnergyConsulting.com.
Nice. Done.
Yep.
Thanks for being on with us, Chad.
Hey, thanks for what you guys do. Tom, I mean, we've talked about this all the time. I mean, you're one of our favorite execs. You do a great job. The podcast is awesome, Rand. I mean, thank you guys for what you do. Yeah,
thank you very much, Chad. That really means a lot.
Yep.
And we'll see you at our next meeting in August.
Yes.
See you in June.
In June? You going to go to Propane Days?
No, Santa Fe.
Oh, Santa Fe. Yep. I'll be in Santa Fe as well. Yep. You're right.
Yep.
See you in Santa Fe. And then
coming
we'll
to
see
lend
you
some support.
Then we'll see you in August.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
By the way, we're planning the Rocky Mountain Propane Convention. It's going to be something that's going to blow the doors off. It's going to be like Coachella meets propane.
It's going to be better than this one?
Yeah.
So where is it at this fall?
We're going to be in Ogden.
That's right.
Ogden, Utah, August 30th through September 1st.
Okay.
Chad, awesome. Legacy Energy, thank you very much.
Yep.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Chad.
Good boys.
And yeah, everybody that I've met in the propane industry, they're just such great people.
A lot of nice people walking by, huh?
Genuinely great people. And it's like, if you're thinking about changing jobs, find a propanejob.com, get in the mix. You're going to love the people you work with and the business you do because you're providing such a huge service for the public.
Yeah, there's so many jobs out there, and you're in this clean energy sector. Why would you not want to pick something that you know is the future?
Yeah, and legit. And like, you know, we could actually do so much for the environment without all the financial chaos that we're trying to do right now with the green movement.
Oh, man.
We don't need to do all this stuff.
There's so much controversy right now going on with how much money are we dumping into clean energy. Billions and billions of dollars, but is it really clean?
It's not, because we're talking where do we get electricity?
Mostly coal.
Yeah, I mean, yes, we do solar, we do hydro, you know, we do wind, but mostly
gas and coal.
Yep.
I was traveling through Wyoming last week, and I came across this little town called Shiprock. There's the Bridger coal plant out there. This giant, giant coal facility. And this thing's got these gigantic smokestacks, and there's just all this smoke coming out of the air right there. And I started looking at that, and I'm kind of out in the middle of nowhere. I'm on I-80. I'm in between Rock Springs and Rollins. You ever been out there?
There's just
nothing out there.
Okay.
So I get out there and I see these smokestacks. And I've seen that place before, but
were you envisioning where your seats were going to be at the new Salt Lake Major League Baseball team?
It kind of looked like that, but it's many miles away from the freeway, but you can see those stacks blowing out the emissions right there. And I thought for a minute, man, I wonder where all that electricity goes. Right, so it kind of sparked my interest a little bit, and I got home and I started Googling this. I'm like, that's a long ways from anything. I wonder where that power ends up at.
Did you send me a picture of trains bringing the coal out of there that lasted for like 45 minutes?
That was a little bit further up from that. That was up in Moorcroft area. But look at these pictures of this facility right here. This is This is a giant, giant coal and all this.
That's like three football stadiums. Like all.
If you do a Google Earth of this facility, there's all this strip mining going on all over. It's probably this. I don't know what the square footage is or the acreage is, but it's massive, massive facility. And an interesting part about where all that electricity, what I learned was most of that goes to the Pacific Northwest.
Really?
That's a long.
That's a long haul.
It's a very long haul. And what's even more interesting than that is that Wyoming has a big red dot on it that says we're the dirty coal country. And they get dinged for having dirty electricity. But really, they don't consume it. They're making it, but they're sending it out to other states like Washington and Oregon, who does have a lot of hydro power that's clean, right?
Right.
So the state of Washington gets all this credit for having clean hydropower. We're the cleanest electricity in the state. So
so
get rid of gas and run all of your appliances on electricity. But when you find out that, hey, there's only so much hydro available until you build another dam somewhere, and there's a lot of people that don't like all these dams anyway.
Well, it messes with wildlife and the fish in a big way.
It messes with a lot of things, but the reality is a lot of that power going to the coastal areas that they think that they have clean hydroelectricity is really coming from coal power plants all over Wyoming and Montana. And they don't share that information. That information doesn't get
Translated down because I have these conversations with people in California and they kind of look at you like the dog that doesn't know what's going on. Huh? What? And that's not true. I mean, literally 3 minutes on Google, you can get all the answers.
Look this place up. It's called the Jim Bridger Coal Power Plant. Just Google it. It is massive facility, and all this electricity is going to other places that they think they have clean electricity, and they just don't. There was actually an article that says, oh, they're going to try to clean this facility up, but they got to keep pushing it back and pushing it back because we need that power. We need that electricity. Because if you shut that thing down, how are you going to cool a building like this? I mean, it's hot here. We're in Palm Springs, California.
It's over 100 right now.
It was 106 yesterday. We're in this massive convention center, and it was hot.
It was.
And it had to take a lot of power to keep this building cool last night.
Oh, it's like 106 outside, and it's kind of almost snowing in here.
It's chilly now. Yes. It's cool in this room right now. But it was a lot of electricity that was consumed to cool this building down. And I think as soon as you turn the AC off, that's when people go, oh, whoa, wait.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I need that.
Yep.
And if you're going to shut my coal power plant off, no, I need that. So there's a solution to this, though. You could have on-demand or you could have on-site power generation using propane. You could create power for this facility using a propane powered generator that was going to cool heat this whole entire facility at a lower cost and less emissions than all that coal power that has to be transported all the way thousands of miles from a coal power plant.
That is crazy.
Because how much of our, if you use coal to make electricity, how much of that energy is lost just in transmission lines?
Oh yeah, almost half.
More than half, like 65% of the amount of energy that coal had to begin with is now lost during.
You got to double up. So whatever the coal was done to get to you where you're at,
more than double.
Twice.
Yep.
Yeah, it's more than double.
And you could do that on site with power generation on a micro type system that's going to run a big facility like this or even your home.
Ladies and gentlemen, that man with all the energy and all the knowledge, he is Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. My name is Rand DeWitt, and you are listening to the State of Energy from the Western Propane Trade Show and Convention in Palm Springs. The Western Propane Gas Association doing a great job out here once again, and we are presented by the fine people of Mopeka.
Mopeka.
Mopeka. Get your Mopeka Pro Check.
A little barbecue RV sonar tank monitor that you can put on your barbecue tank. Or, you know, I'm thinking I might even put this on my RV.
That's a great idea. Actually, didn't we just watch a video of that being put on an RV that was cut out?
How many times do you go jump in your RV and you forget, oh, we need to fill the propane tank up? Maybe it's already full and you want to know. It's kind of hard to tell. You know, those tanks are kind of stuffed up in under your RV there, and it's not always that convenient to be like, is this thing full? Is it empty? Because not everybody can tell just by picking up their tank how much gas is in it. So this thing's going to be great for the RV or for your barbecue at home.
Just go to the favorite search bar that you have on your computer and type in Mopeka, M-O-P-E-K-A. Now, Tom, the Propane Education Research Council, our friends at PERC, are providing propane marketeers an opportunity to hear directly from fleet owners about why they choose to transition to propane autogas. Now, there's going to be a webinar on Wednesday, May 24th, beginning at 2 p.m. Eastern, and you're going to learn how to grow your gallons with propane autogas fleet vehicles. As part of its Propane Presents Technology series, PERC's Steve Whaley, veteran of the show.
Yeah, he's been on.
Yeah, he's going to be one of the key hosts of this fine webinar that PERC's putting on. Again, that's happening on May 24th, 2 p.m. Eastern. Go to propane.com for more information on that.
That's, you know, autogas is a big business. There's this article says that there's 60,000 vehicles that run on propane autogas. I think that's a little low.
It does seem that it's low.
That's low. Have you been to Vegas before? Uh-huh. You know how many taxi cabs are in Vegas that run on propane? Yeah. There's a lot. They love propane in Vegas. They love propane in Vegas because it's cheaper than gasoline. It's easy to convert a car. They put a bazillion miles on the taxis in Vegas.
Right.
And it's a great product for a cab owner to save a ton of money. And they do. Almost all the cab companies are running propane in Vegas.
Well, and we talk all the time about different school districts that are figuring out, I mean, we can get like 3 or 4 propane school buses that are clean, affordable, and efficient for the price of one electric bus that's not efficient.
Yeah, an electric school bus is just, it's just silly. It's $400,000 or more.
And one in a propane
for one school bus.
And a propane school bus is just what, about 100,000.
Just a little over 100. So you can basically buy 4 for the price of one electric.
Money you're going to save on maintenance alone.
Oh man, the maintenance cost. Can you imagine how much it's going to cost to replace one of those batteries? Or put in the infrastructure.
And then where
are
we going to put those batteries?
Them?
Where are we going to put all these school bus batteries when they decide they're done?
I'm worried about when they catch on fire. I've seen a lot of videos of fires, big trucks, and the electric vehicles on fire, and it's scary.
Yeah, I mean, the firefighters do not want to deal with these because you can't just spray them out. They need a special foam. I think they have to have special trucks. If I'm not mistaken, they just try to get the burning electric vehicle like away from other vehicles and people and try to get it into a safe spot and just let it burn.
I'm looking at some propane powered vehicles that you could use. Let's say you got a flatbed delivery service or some type of maintenance truck, or maybe it's a van. There are tons and tons of propane conversion kits or even factory propane that you can get if you buy a Ford vehicle. You can have it converted, or you can have it running on propane when it comes off of the factory floor there. So there's all sorts of vehicles from F-150s to Chevy Silverados to 250s, 350s, all the way up to the F-750s, the big delivery trucks. The new Godzilla 7.3 gas-powered engine, that thing runs on propane. There's a bunch of propane engine options for your fleet. If you're making some type of delivery, or if you're out doing some type of service work and you're in a pickup or a van, you can you can have a propane-powered vehicle to do those. And you're going to save a ton of money, just like the Postal Service does. Postal Service contractors are saving a ton of money using propane to deliver the mail.
Yeah, but at the same time, isn't the post office spending a bunch of money on the electric?
Yeah, they are.
Which is sad. Which doesn't make sense because they could do the same thing. Isn't it like 3-1 or 4-1 on those two?
Man, we could save a lot of money for the government if we were able to get the United States Postal Service to bag the electric vehicles and use propane.
Right.
It's so much cleaner than electricity in almost every single state. And those states that say that they have clean electricity, most of them are lying because their electricity is imported from places like Wyoming.
Yes, we develop clean energy, but we import it from import the most important stuff from Wyoming
and
Montana.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. They say that they make clean energy in their own state, but they actually have to import a ton of it from other states. And we could actually do some real good environmental justice and an economic justice for everybody in the United States if the mail service, the United States Postal Service, would just buy propane powered.
Just commit to it. Yeah. Just commit. They could stop raising the price of stamps.
We have plenty of propane. We could easily fuel the United States Postal Service. We have 10 billion extra gallons of propane that we export to other countries. We could utilize that right here. It would be an economic justice for everyone.
You're listening to the State of Energy from the Western Propane Trade Show and Convention in Palm Springs, or as we're calling it, Tom Springs. The Western Propane Gas Association, thank you very much for inviting us out here and putting on a great event. And the State of Energy is presented by the fine people at Mopeka. Thank you very much for sponsoring the show. And Tom, you've got a story out of the WAPO.
The WAPO.
Why the U.S. is so bad at building clean energy in three charts.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing here is that the United States has plans to move away from fossil fuels by 2050.
The Biden administration has promised the country will have a carbon footprint of zero, thanks to thousands of wind and solar farms, new nuclear and geothermal power plants, electric vehicles, and all electric home and buildings. It's just not going to happen.
Well, and the paradox is the debt ceiling.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Okay. There's that.
So we want to spend all this money to have this clean energy that isn't so clean of electricity, but we also want to be fiscally responsible on our finances for everybody. So are we going to do this and go broke, or what are we doing?
Well, we can. The thing of it is we keep talking about this. We can get to where we want to go by having a cleaner environment, cleaner air, cleaner fuel, by utilizing propane as a bigger, you know, we're not saying propane, just propane. We're just saying propane in conjunction.
We could definitely save a lot of money on the national debt if we just use propane instead of some of these other crazy ideas.
Well, and if you think about it, the way things are at this moment that we're talking right now, propane is cleaner than electric.
Absolutely.
Because of all the coal that's needed.
And you're not going to get away from that. And if you do think you're going to switch from coal, you're going to have to go to some type of nuclear, or you're going to have to go to some natural gas. And we all know how long a nuclear power plant's going to take to get permitted and actually built. And the cost on that, it's going to be wildly expensive. And people are already struggling to pay their utility bills. So when you start to think about the actual cost of all this clean energy and using government money, that's just one portion of it. So we're going to put the country into extreme debt doing this. And then the amount of the cost that it is to actually utilize this facility to the end user, your power bills are going to go, they're just going to go sky high. And people
higher than they are now.
Some people's power bills are now higher than their mortgage.
I know. I'm hearing more and more. We talked about that about a month ago. And now I'm starting to hear more and more people with the same stories that, yeah, my power bill is more important, more expensive than my mortgage.
Yeah, that's a fact. So apparently there's a bunch of clean energy projects that are kind of stuck in limbo. They're not hooked up to the grid. Maybe they don't even work because things projects get started, they go over budget, and then they get cut off.
Right.
So there's a bunch of things in the works that they're just never going to happen.
It's like one of those high rises. They get halfway through the building of it, and then all of a sudden they run out of money, and it just sits there.
It says it takes up to 5 years to get a clean energy project actually working, or from start to finish. But that's like wind or solar. Can you imagine trying to put a nuclear plant in?
Well, I firmly believe eventually they're going to fire up San Onofre again.
Yeah, I don't.
There's no reason not to have that thing running.
I don't think that's going to happen. That is.
You don't think they will?
No, that's done.
Because now they're just going to have these domes.
You're
just sitting there for 100 years.
You're going to have you're going to have more brownouts, blackouts this summer.
Unprecedented levels. People don't have any idea. And you know what? That's going to change a lot of people's thinking. When they're sitting there in their home, their power is out, it's 90 degrees, they're sweating.
Another thing about this WAPO, Washington Post story, is an electric transmission line can take 8 to 15 years to build. And we need to work on a lot of these to make this happen. Where a gas line, propane line, you could have put in just a day or two.
Yep.
A big natural gas pipeline takes a couple of years, and we're talking like a big one. It would just take a few years. So to actually move the needle the fastest in clean energy, propane moves it faster and cheaper than any other alternative clean energy.
So, I wonder why we're not focusing on propane as much as we're focusing on electricity.
I don't know. The communities, though, are also pushing back on this stuff.
Follow the money, people.
Communities don't want giant windmills all over their town.
No, I mean, didn't they do that off Cape Cod? They fought it or whatever it was, on the coast of New York or Rhode Island.
They don't want it there because they know the truth. They know how long these things last. They know what the replacement cost is. And they know what an eyesore it is in their community.
Well, aren't whales dying? Isn't there a bunch of whales in New Jersey?
The whales. Yeah. Isn't that funny? No, it's not funny at all. The funny part was there was some odd stories the kind of comparing of, I'm sure you heard this, where it said gas saved the whales. And now electricity is killing the whales. You know, because the whales were used back, I don't know, you know how long ago, for oil, right?
Right.
You use
right.
whale oil to turn on your lights.
Yeah,
or
have a shiny,
to
shiny
your,
hair.
To have your gas light
shiny
on.
Shiny hair.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, I'm sure that's not.
It's a good story, though.
It's a good story.
You told it with very much conviction. That was amazing. But yeah, but there's some stories out there about how these windmill, there's been quite a few whales that have died and washed up in these areas.
Yeah, because they're checking the ground of the ocean with sonar, and it's screwing up the whale's sonar.
Yeah.
And so the whales are beaching themselves. Yeah.
Again, propane can save the whales. Actually, we should start a bumper sticker campaign with that. Propane can save the whales.
It says last year there was 140 projects denied that were wind or solar because of the communities. They rejected the product. They rejected the projects because they don't want that eyesore in their town.
You're listening to the State of Energy from the Western Propane Trade Show and Convention in Palm Springs. And Tom, right now we've got two great guests with us from Mopeka, the new sponsors of the State of Energy.
Man,
Mopeka fuels the State of Energy. These guys are handsome. They are. They very much, yeah. I'm feeling uncomfortable just sitting across the table from you guys.
We are intimidating, can I just say?
We have Matt Tredinnick CMO of Mopeka, and also Kevin Jaffe, or Jaffe, if we're going to go with that. He was the COO. Thank you for that, Matt.
No, not anytime.
It sounds better when you say it, though. Yep. What's Matt's name?
It's the accent.
It's Kevin Jaffe.
Jaffe, yeah. Yes.
Or as he'd like to say, Jefe.
Jefe.
El Jefe.
Well, tell us about Mopeka.
Well, you know, last time we were here was at the Western with you guys, and we were talking about, you know, we're the home and creators of sonar-based tank telemetry. And since then, we've really gone full-blown with our commercial line of products. And the rate of technology adoption in our industry, specifically in the last 12 months, has been tremendous. You know, we talked about last time we were here that there's really a revolution going on from a technology standpoint within the fuel industry. And we're seeing a lot of people embracing that new technology because they need to. It's a matter of survival, or it's just a matter of growth, right? So we're seeing a lot of that flux going on in the industry now. So we've seen tremendous business over the last year, and we've taken a lot of that and that feedback, and we're kind of pushing the ball forward.
Well, that's, you guys, you're dealing with satellites now.
Oh, yeah, tremendous. So the MPGA, we launched our cheap, affordable satellite communications. We're partnered with a rather large company. You might have heard of it, SpaceX.
Yeah, nothing
what?
About it.
Yeah.
SpaceX.
They're small. They're new players.
Are they like Tesla?
Something like Tesla. Something like Tesla.
Can I buy stock in that? Is that
us?
I don't think so. Both.
The one thing I love
name
about,
your price.
The one thing I really love about SpaceX is their astronaut suits are like Gucci.
You know, there's an engineer that's on staff there who designs them, and then there's a fashion coordinator, right? Yeah. Like in the space program.
That's
the only place.
That's what your product looks like. You got a fashion coordinator go with it.
There's the designer and the fashion coordinator.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah.
But yeah, we launched our new satellite product. You know, the device pretty much fits into the palm of your hand.
Yes, that's what we have here in front of us right now.
Well, actually, what you have in front of us is our consumer product.
Okay.
This is from our consumer line for barbecue sensors, RV owners. It'll do anywhere from a 20-pound cylinder up to.
I'm gonna open mine up.
Go ahead, open it up.
I'm gonna open mine up. So this is the Mopeka Pro Check.
Yep.
All right, let's
fits
see.
In the palm of your hand.
It's smaller than a drink coaster.
Yes,
and you know you're
it's
talking
more like a shot coaster.
Yeah, like a shot
Absolutely.
Coaster. Yep. And it's funny you should say that because one of our customers actually did a video. They actually took one of those and put a little dielectric grease on the sonar pad and put their beer on top of it, and they were measuring how much beer was in their thing as a coaster. And I was like, brilliant. You know,
not what it's designed for, but brilliant.
You know, yeah. Coming to a local liquor store near you soon,
Bevmo,
right?
Bevmo, you listening?
This does look like a coaster. It's about the size of a drink coaster.
Yep.
And this just goes on the bottom of your barbecue grill. Well, any size cylinder.
Yeah, this is really popular with barbecue 20-pound cylinders, RV owners who are in the 30, 40 pounds, even up to like food trucks and space heaters, like 100-pound cylinders. So you put a little dielectric grease. So in the packet there, you've got a little dielectric grease. That is used to promote the signal into the tank and remove the air in between the sonar pad and the tank that it's going to go and measure.
So I put this little, what is this? Mopeka Sonic Grease. That sounds like something from SpaceX. So I put my Sonic Grease where?
Right there in between the magnets on the sonar pad, the little rubber pad in the middle.
That's just
a protective
green
cover.
Oh, I take that off.
That comes off.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So take that off.
Put the grease here on this.
Yep.
And then it just sticks to the tank.
Sticks to the bottom of the tank. So
through the magnets on either side.
Through the magnets there on either side. And you're going to, you'll bring out your Tank Check app, the Mopeka Tank Check app. And what it'll do is it'll immediately start telling you, you know, how much is in that tank. You can select the size. But it will also, you know, sonar is one of those pieces of technology where we want to shoot from the bottom. We're not shooting from the side. Sonar is going into the tank and going up through the propane, hitting the top of the propane, and coming back down. So the idea here then at that point is
You want to be as level as possible, and our app actually helps you do all of that installation in a matter of seconds.
Wow. So I have to tell the app what size of tank I have or something like that?
So by default, it comes, you know, when you turn it on, by default, it sets as a 20-pound cylinder.
But the average grill size cylinder.
Average grill size. But in the setups, we have a drop-down for all those other standard sizes, and you just pick it and go.
How big of a tank can I use this little
guy
on?
So you can use it up, we say safely, up to a 500-gallon horizontal tank.
Oh, wow.
But realize that this is really not made for, like, if you're going to have a vacation home and you're going to be out in the snow or the rocks, like, that's not what this is really for. But you can measure up to a 500-gallon horizontal tank. And this uses Bluetooth communication, regular Bluetooth. So you need to be within about 10 or 15 feet of the sensor to be able to read it.
So this is really for the consumer. This is for somebody that's barbecuing.
Yeah, this is our consumer line and RV owners and what have you.
So before you go buy your steak, open your app and make sure you have enough gas to cook, to have your cookout.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to go out, grab your tank with you and go get it filled up. And you know without having to... You've seen all the tricks, right? Oh, I feel it. I can listen to it.
I'm pouring hot water on it.
Cat crawls up next to it and sits on top of it, I need new probing. Yeah. Now, can the app just alert you like, hey,
yeah,
it's time?
Yeah, so there, you can do custom thresholds in your app so you know that you're down to 15 or 10 or 20, whatever you want to set it to. But I think the biggest feedback we've gotten from customers is really the fact of, I know how much I used in between barbecue sessions, right? Like, so I know if I'm at 15%, I only use about 10% or 5%, whatever, each time.
Oh, they know.
So I know I've got at least another one or two times out of my tank.
So once you use it a couple times, you're like, oh, I had this. I cooked a big dinner. Or I just cooked a few hot dogs. Or I know, hey, I used this amount of. And it shows up in percentage of your tank?
Yes, it shows up in percentage. Or you can set it to inches or centimeters. So you can, you know, say, hey, I know how tall the tank is. I use an inch or two every single time I grill, or percentage points.
And it's good to, you can find out, like, you're out of town and your spouse has a party. You're gonna know.
You're gonna know, and if the kids,
you cook three steaks here, what's going on?
Yeah, and for that guy who is measuring his beer, if he's away and the kids throw a party, he'll know.
He'll know. Hey, that is brilliant. You used all the gas.
You drank two ounces of vodka last night.
Yeah. You know what else I think this could be used for? What if you had a leak on your tank? Like, you would know that, right?
Yeah, so, you know, sonar is accurate down to 1/100th of an inch. So we see centimeter changes in our tanks, not just on the consumer level, but even on our commercial level, bulk storage, residential tank sensors. Sonar is just that game changer, right? We're in a world right now where fuel prices are going up and up and up. We have a lot of instability in the world. And, you know, before it was like close enough is no longer good enough, right? I need to know exactly how much I have, how much my customers are using, what do I have in my storage. And if you're a marketer and you are going through 2-3 million gallons of propane a year, and someone says you're off by 7 or 8%, and you start calculating, that's big money.
It's big money.
It's all about accuracy above everything.
Absolutely. Above everything.
Where have I heard that before?
I don't know. Maybe it's our tagline. I'm not sure.
It might be.
Motopika, accuracy above everything.
Well, I was thinking, though, for a consumer, let's say you, because I've done this before, full disclosure. I get done cooking, and I left a burner on, and now it's just going to leak out of my grill. I would know by checking and say, hey, I'm losing gas in this tank.
Your threshold alarm is going to go off. You're going to be like, why is it gone off?
The grill's
I stopped cooking hours ago. Yeah. And you're going to be able to go out and stop.
Nice. So what is this? What are all these buttons? What's this?
So there's really only one button. So I know the other one says event. So since our devices are watertight and airtight, you know, if it's hot or it's cold, things want to expand or contract. And the air that's trapped inside, we don't want that to put pressure on the seals. So that vent is really a black Gore-Tex circle. And the idea here is when things expand, because it's hot, it'll bow out a little bit, taking pressure off the seals. And when things are cold, instead of sucking things in, like moisture or what have you, it bows in. And we've designed that from our consumer all the way through our commercial line.
And the sync button's just like a Bluetooth sync type.
The sync button just kind of wakes it up. So we send these out and they're in a sleep mode. There's no on or off button. And we do that specifically so that you don't accidentally turn it off or someone plays with it or what have you. So you hold down the green button for 10 seconds. That takes it out of its sleep mode and then it's on. It doesn't get turned off. And then that green button again will sync it to your Bluetooth and what have you. And that's its simplicity at its best.
It's got a battery.
So this uses lithium ion watch batteries, CR2032s. The lithium ion makes sense because it's not affected by cold or heat versus alkaline batteries. So we use lithium ion across all our sensors for that reason. For these, you set them to update around every 30 seconds for the consumer product, and you'll get 2 to 3 years easily on a battery.
Wow.
And then changing to the battery is you know, a 30-second process.
Yeah, it's actually easier than a watch.
Much easier than a watch, because you got to take it someplace for a watch. This one you can do yourself.
Yeah.
I'm reading the back of this thing. It's ETL listed. Is that right?
That is correct.
And it's class one division.
It's class one div two.
I'm a propane nerd, so I know what class one div one div two electronics is.
Yep,
that's legit.
That's legit. Mm-hmm.
This is as good as you can get for a propane use. So this is awesome. I'm so excited to take this home. This is mine, right?
This is yours.
I'm putting this on my grill as soon as I get home.
I better hide mine, because he has a way of stealing things. When they give it to us, here's one for you, here's one for me.
If we see Tom with two sensors that come online, we'll know where yours went.
That's right.
We'll know.
You know what? We can actually mess with him if we know which one is his transponder.
Yeah, we just change it from a 20-pound cylinder to a 100-pound, and he's like, what? My alarm's going off.
It's going off again.
We're going to have fun with this.
Yes,
I'm going to use it, and we're going to report back and tell everybody how well it actually worked. We're going to use it. We're going to put this thing to use.
We'll do a steak grilling competition and see who needs more propane to get their steaks right.
There you go. It would be interesting to see who has the more efficient grill. You know, if you're both cooking the same steak and same altitude, let's just say, like, who ends up having to use more propane?
Probably me, because I tend to get sidetracked and leave the burners on. And
okay, full disclosure.
I guess Rand's going to win that one.
Yeah.
I don't need to take this off when I go get my tank filled, do I?
Not necessarily. No. So if you're going to get your tank filled, it'll stay on.
The magnet will hold it.
If you're a consumer and you're doing a cylinder swap, then
make sure you take it off.
And then when the battery gets low, you get an alert on the app?
Yep. So on the app, it'll actually tell you the state of the battery. Every time you log in there's a little icon for battery. So it'll tell you. You'll know when it starts changing that you're 3/4 of the way there. Be ready to change it.
But we're looking at about 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
3 years.
Yep. But if you ignore the alert, we can't help you with that. Right? I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. Right? So there's got to be a commitment.
Yeah. Where does somebody go buy one of these?
So we sell these exclusively on our site and on Amazon. So, that's where we currently are. But we're currently in negotiations to bring our consumer line out to a major big box store retailers. So you'll see some stuff there popping up in some of your hardware and some of the places you like to frequent and shop at.
So I guess there's no secret of how much these cost if they're on Amazon.
What is this? Retail for $55.
$55 to know how much gas is in my tank. I've spent hundreds of dollars on a meat thermometers that don't
exactly.
work.
Exactly.
Well, and also the bragging factor, the cool factor of a meat thermometer, I can see how much, what's the internal core of my steak? And people are like, that's great. But how many people can actually say, I can tell you using sonar how much propane I have in my tank? And that's just for bragging rights. People love that.
This is cool. I love this product. This is awesome.
There's a lot of people right now that are like, wow, I want this.
Yep. You can Google us. Go to, go to Mopeka.com.
Mopeka.com.
And we have our shop there. Or go to Amazon and just put in Mopeka Pro Sensor, and you'll get all our store and all the different peripherals that we offer.
Well, tell us. So, there's a lot of stuff going on here. This is the coolest thing that I've seen at the event. But
you guys
have seen a lot of stuff. What's something that stands out to you?
Without dropping names, I think some of the cooler things that I'm seeing, and I think it's more of a progression talking about the industry in general, I'm seeing a lot of the software providers here today who've really upping their games, right? They're listening to the marketers, they're listening to the customers, and they're realizing that, we need to stay current with the times, right? Last time we talked, I kind of mentioned to you that, from my perspective, the industry is behind in technology about 6 years. We're going to see a major jump forward over the next 3 years, where we're going to close that gap a lot closer to probably within 1 to 2 years than of where we really need to be in terms of other verticals and other businesses.
I think the cool, some of the coolest stuff here is all technology based.
It really is. It's all technology,
and it's changed a lot over the last couple of years. Like it's advancing fast.
Well, you know, and it goes back to marketers are realizing they need it, right? The manual labor and the way we've been doing business for so long is changing. And just the way forward, and their customers are changing. Yes. They're asking for technology. And whether you believe in it or not, like, the customer is always right for the most part. And you got to give them what they're asking for, right? Otherwise, you're not going to be competitive with your competition, right? You really need to think about technology first and how that turns around and integrates to your operations today.
So, and Matt, what about you?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, well, customers actually want to see how the sausage is made now. Something that Kevin and I have talked a lot about is, it's the Amazon effect, you know, the customer service, the ability to see at every single stage of the client journey what is actually going on. People are wanting that, and they want to get involved with it. And so some of the technology that we're seeing out there, which is more connected and integrated than it ever has been in the past, with apps and dashboards that enable people to engage in the process, rather than just being told, hey, listen, we're going to show up on this day. So these type of connected technologies, like what we're talking about ourselves as well, this is the game changer that we're seeing at the moment. Technology is a differentiator.
So that in the Intermountain truck with the
You know, we saw that at NPJ and Joe and Intermountain. We love them. They're always coming up with, you know, pushing the envelope. And you know, I challenge any marketer out there, if you're having a hard time getting drivers, get one of those tank delivery trucks. People will volunteer. I would volunteer to drive that thing. I mean, you know.
You literally can deliver propane to the top of Mount Everest on that.
That thing does look like a military style.
It does. It does. But it looks like a blast to drive. It's got to be.
So do you guys have, you got other products. We started talking about the satellite product as well. This little consumer product is called the ProCheck. But you have these other sensors as well.
So we have other sensors in the consumer line. So we make the ProCheck in a water version as well. So so if you're an RV owner or whatever, you have a fresh water tank, a gray water tank, so we have this in a water version as well. And then in our consumer and our commercial line,
like for the
so we have one for black, which is different than this one, and that one's a little bit different. That one's shooting from the top, only because sonar is shooting from the bottom, and black water tanks obviously have problems with solids, so
yeah.
It's a slightly different one, and that one is wired to the RV, but these will also integrate with like Victron systems and a few other RV systems, so very popular in the RV space, and people love talking about them.
When's the alcohol version coming out?
You know,
I think you already have it, as a matter of fact.
You know, no, it's funny, putting all joking aside, we're actually working with a major beer company who's looking to integrate this type of technology into their kegs.
Yep.
And the idea here is they want their distributors to be able to monitor what the usage and habits are of their bars and restaurants and be able to, once again, do just-in-time delivery, but also understand the habits and of the consumer.
Yeah, what are you guys doing on Thursdays at 1 o'clock? You know, what's happening there? You're selling a lot of our product, and they can know that instantaneously.
Instantaneously, and that's really what it is. It's real-time, and as Matt talked about before, they want to see how the sausage is made, and they don't want to wait for that information. We're in the, I want it now, I want it fast, I want it clean, and I want it accurate.
And we've all been there at the bar before. All of a sudden, you're getting your beer, it's almost filled up, and all of a sudden,
we're out, you're going to have to choose something else.
I got to go change the keg. That won't be a problem.
That won't be the problem, and that's really forward thinking, right? Because at the end of the day, it hurts the consumer, it hurts the bar, right? And it hurts the distributor. So everybody benefits from that type of technology and that type of mindset.
This product is universal to so many different things.
Yeah, since we met with you guys a year ago, we've expanded into chemical. So we're working with some major chemical companies. We've moved into rail terminals. We've moved into rail cars. We have a new transport app, so we now have this type of technology for bobtails and long haulers.
Wow.
So we're literally looking at full supply chain management and in real time accuracy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's your stock ticker?
Yeah, we're privately held. We're privately held. And it's funny, I've gotten three or four questions, when are we going public? And the answer right now is I have no plans to take the company public.
Was there any winks or anything? I didn't see anything.
No winks, no hand taps. Okay. Matt, no hand signals. Matt. No hand signals. But that's part of our strength, honestly, putting all joking aside. Mm-hmm. We are privately owned. We don't play with big money, right? We don't have, angel investors. And it gives us the freedom to drive the product and drive the company the way we want to and put our customers first.
Make better decisions.
Yeah. Much better decisions, right? Which is what we're trying to do for our customers, is hope that they make better decisions.
Yeah.
So, Matt, any closing words? Any insight that you can provide our listeners?
Look, only to say, hey, stay tuned. We're going to be talking to you guys a lot more over this coming year, and we look forward to working with all of you. Get out there and get yourself a Mopeka project.
Yes, and the State of Energy will be happy to help with your beer sensors.
Maybe we can do a contest on our Instagram. If you have a Mopeka sensor, post it on our Instagram page. Maybe we'll send you like a State of Energy hat or something.
Or Tom will come wash your dishes.
Yeah,
we can do that. We got bags. You know what? That's a good idea. We're going to do a Mopeka contest on Instagram.
That would be great.
State of Energy.
Great.
Yes.
We're at the State of Energy on Instagram, and we're going to do this contest with Mopeka.
Yes.
Perfect.
Absolutely. So, Kevin Jaffe. Jefe.
El Jefe.
El Jefe. Jefe.
COO and Matt Tredinnick, CMO of Mopeka. Thank you very much for sharing all of... the ways that Mopeka is going to change the lives of people very soon, is already doing it, making life better for everyone.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us, and we always love your show, and
thank you.
We love your listeners, so it's always a pleasure to stop by.
And thank you very much for supporting the State of Energy. We very much appreciate it.
Always.
Thanks, guys.
We are live at the State of Energy from the Western Propane Trade Show and Convention in Palm Springs, or as Tom calls it, Tom Springs. We're doing that now. Find out more about how Mopeka can improve your life by going to Mopeka.com. Mopeka.com. That is Tom Clark, Executive Director with Rocky Mountain Propane Association. My name is Randy Witt, and we are always online at thestateofenergy.com.